How did you guys come up with the idea for the film? Because I know you guys have been in theater, did your short. So what made this the right time to get into a feature-length film?
Well, it was something we wanted to do for a while. I mean, we talked about transitioning from theater to film and making feature films. And then we just thought, yeah, what is a sort of extreme way to do that? Like, what would be like a feature film that, you know, we knew it was going to be an indie movie, so what is something we could do that someone else isn't necessarily doing? And this seemed natural because we had done a lot of musical theater in our own weird way, and then the short, our own sort of combination of horror and musical comedy. And so it was like, okay, what is the best, in a way, creative playground for us to do all these bizarre things that we like to do, compose in this style, write lyrics of this nature, and things of that nature, things of other natures. So yeah, it was like, wow, what if we made, like, you know, took a musical theater camp and all of the wacky stuff that happens there, and did like the slasher at a musical theater camp, you know, because you do have this tradition of slasher and camp and that kind of thing. And then also like theater camp. So it was like, let's try to do both. And it just seemed like a fun and ill-advised thing to do.
There's a lot of stuff going on in the film, a lot of different emotions. In terms of, like, you know, balancing the drama, the comedy, the horror, how did you guys find a balance, you know? Because sometimes some movies try to do it and just don't really seamlessly transition well. So how did you guys find that balance?
Well, I don't know. Did we? I don't know. No, I honestly don't know. I mean, it's hard to know what people think. I mean, a lot of people would receive this movie differently, you know, because it is such a risky sort of fusion of different things. But we just sort of went with how it felt at the time, you know, and sort of we went full commitment when it was came to a musical number or when it came to a horror set piece or a sequence. We just sort of did it as we felt it in the way that we, you know, and a lot of it follows in the tradition of these genres, you know, like the slasher genre has been pretty evolved, especially since the 70s and 80s. So in a way, it was just we just went with like what felt right at the time. And I think in that sense, to some people this might be just such a weird thing, but to others it might be like, it might feel, I don't know. I mean, it's up to the audience to I'm not sure the answer, you know?
Yeah, there's no predefined way for how you go about actually balancing all this stuff. It's just more, we knew what we wanted to be in there. And then certainly in the editing process, there's a lot of fine-tuning to figure out how it is that these various extreme scenes, some of which is extreme comedy, and then there's extreme horror and gore, and extreme psychological tension at certain points.
We did cut out the extreme pornography that you said.
Yes, and that was, in retrospect, a good idea. Yeah. I'm sorry about that.
Yeah. And once you do that, the balance just finds itself.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Then it became much more balanced. And I became more balanced.